terrific. I should have played him more. He was our, you know, best offensive player the first half, and made some good strong moves. And you know, the first move he had, he didn't go to his left hand jump hook and end up taking a bad shot. But after that, I thought he was really good.
What's that chemistry like with him and Dedrick right now? Is that developing a little bit?
I think so. You know, Dave is not the type of athlete that Dedrick can just throw it up to and things like that. But David does some things, I think, better than Doak, you know, from a skill set standpoint. But certainly, you know, the one thing that we got to all do is, you know, we just obviously don't defensive rebound the ball. And Vital, once again, wore us out. But I thought David and Mitch, if you're going to get 16 and 9 out of our five men, we'd sell out for that, you know, each and every night.
You mentioned the rebounding. It seemed like Dedrick responded after he got hit in the face there in the second half. Had a
I think that's probably right. You know, Dedrick gets numbers. He had 23 and 14 tonight, and I told him after the game that should have been 32 and 18. You know, he missed a lot of bunnies in the first half. He got seven good looks in the first half that he didn't make that – you know, we'd sell out for that every day. I actually thought our offense against their zone was the best it's maybe ever been, but we missed a lot of easy shots. You know, it was a boring game, not a lot of flow, but we were able to keep them at an arm's, you know, length the entire game. But you know, the reality is we had a chance to, you know, put our foot on the throat a little bit and let them off the hook.
What was your message to Dedrick at halftime?
Yeah, I mean, just being very candid to see, you got to be better than this. You know, you're better than this, I don't know. I don't know how. You know, the second half started out good. I think we went on a 4-6-0 run and got a little bit of space between us. But you know, Dedrick's going to get numbers, and he's a great free throw shooter. And whenever it becomes a free throw contest, you know, you got to like it when he and Devon are shooting the vast majority of them, although Devon didn't make them tonight.
You got a couple of lob dunks for Oshai. What did you think of your execution there?
On those two plays?
Yeah.
I thought pretty good. You know, when you play against a zone, at least this is my experiences, you know, you maybe have four or five things that you can go to, or sometimes maybe six or seven. But the reality of it is, it's about players playing, getting in slots, making two people guard them, things like that. Where man-to-man, you can say, okay, you screen this guy, and we're going to get you open here. Zone's a little bit different because it can take different shapes and everything. And the teams that really know how to play, you can tell when they play against a zone more so than a man. I didn't think that we were anything exceptional, but I thought we were pretty solid, and I thought that we executed those two plays pretty well. And I think Hugh made both passes, which were good. But we didn't run many plays, but we ran plays. We got exactly what we wanted today. We got a, you know, Dedrick scored over the top there late, which was important, so we executed okay. It's just that the game just didn't have any oomph, you know, which obviously is a little disappointing, being our last game this year here.
Postseason play coming, do you like the way you guys are playing? Have you thought about it?
I've thought about it. I actually don't really think that I am in love with how we're playing, but I also don't think that I'm, you know, ultra concerned with how we're playing. You know, you're going to be concerned this time of year because from this point forward, it's one and done. So to speak, if you lose in both tournaments. So you know, for us to go win the tournament in Kansas City, we're going to have to beat, you know, three teams that are all quadrant one teams and all that stuff. And so, you know, it's going to be hard to do. We know that with playing guys as many minutes as we play them. But we've done it before, and we did it last year. And certainly, you know, we're capable of going over there and putting together a nice run. I think it'll be good for us to kind of get our batteries recharged. Whether I want to admit it or not, it's deflating not winning the league. I mean, it was deflating to them not winning the league, even though we end up not being in the game to win the league because we lost by two games. But I think a little bit of time between that and the next thing will probably help us a little bit.
Was that an important part of today at all, just regain that confidence after the other night?
Yeah, I think the important, you know, today to me was a seed game. It wasn't a, didn't mean anything for the league. We were going to play Texas no matter what in the first round, but it was a seed game that you're not going to prove your seed if you win, but you can certainly hurt your seed if you lose. And so that's kind of how I looked at today.
What's it going to be like for you just in the postseason to have to take such a young team into this?
You know, we've actually taken some young teams before, but I don't think we've ever started four freshmen in the deal. You know what? I don't know. I mean, it's 50 first dates. Every Drew Barrymore could star with our team. Wasn't that the name of that movie?
Yeah.
For the 50 first, because it's something new every day. And so I think that I don't really know what to expect, but I'm excited to see whatever happens. You know, I still think there's a level we can get to that we haven't gotten to yet. And so, you know, hopefully we'll peak at the right time.
Coach, you got Texas up next, 1-1, lost one this season against him. Just Blake, you got me?
You got a different hairdo.
I just did.
What are
you expecting from Texas?
I think Texas is probably as talented as just about anybody in our league. You know, they got good guards and they're young too. You know, Coleman's a vet and he's a sophomore. But you know, Osikowski is obviously the most experienced guy, but you know, Jackson is probably as good a prospect as there is, you know, in the country, you know, outside, you know, three or four guys. And so they could easily go to Kansas City and have success if they play well. We've got to do something to make them play bad. And that's what's been a little bit disappointing to me, is that we just don't do that consistently like we can. Our goal today, what my whole deal was, this is the most aggressive we're going to play all year is today. Both ends, attack mode, let it go. You know, and we start the game out by letting our guy catch it wherever he wanted to. So it's just we've got to change some of those things.
How would you just for somebody that hasn't been here, how would you describe just this this season? Just, I mean, it seems like very eventful in about every way you could imagine.
Where are you from?
New York Times.
Okay, I actually think it's been a good year, but to me, you can't have great years unless you do something that is championship type worthy, at least with our situation. And I think our ceiling isn't as high as what it could have been if we had our full complement of guys. But I also believe that without those full complement of guys, I'm not sure 23-8 is a bad record. The thing that's disappointing to me is that we haven't played as well in some opportunities to win some games away from home, like past teams have here. But I think we've had a pretty good season. But whether it's a good season or not a good season will all be determined in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, playing well this weekend, if you play well in the NCAA tournament, I would tell you that I believe that that pretty good could turn into real good, and that still remains to be seen.
Do you think Diedrich should get Big 12 Player of the Year?
I think Diedrich's the best player in our league. But I'm not sure that that's always the reason why guys win awards. I've been a big proponent in past, and you guys know it, that, you know, it means something to be the best player on the best team. And I think it's three people that would have a chance to win it. It'd be Diedrich and obviously Culver and obviously Brown. And I could make a case for Diedrich, but I could also make a case for the other two as well. So I hope he does, because selfishly it'd be great for him. It would probably guarantee his jersey getting hung in the rafters, you know, being a Big 12 Player of the Year, that kind of stuff. But the reality of it is, I mean, those other two kids are deserving too.
You need him carrying the guys from here on out, just being the guy.
He could be the guy and not score as much. He could be a guy that could be our best facilitator if they trap him all the time. There's a lot of things he can do, but I do think he needs to be our best player moving forward. You know, there's a lot of really good players out there that don't get numbers, and he naturally gets numbers. So, you know, in the NCAA tournament game, if you get 23-14, there's a good chance your team will probably have an opportunity to advance, and we're going to need that from him.
Is that a huge part of Dave's success, too? I mean, giving him that freedom, knowing Diedrich's going to attract the crowd. Dave's got to deliver on the opposite side or whatever it is.
Maybe, but I don't think that was the reason tonight. That's how Baylor played their zone.
Yeah.
So I don't think that. But I tell you what Baylor did. They tried to keep the ball away from Diedrich in the middle, which made David isolated on the down low. So, yeah, David definitely benefits from Diedrich's presence, without question.
Yeah.